News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
I'm joined now by Alex White, Senior Counsel, to bring us up to speed with some of the stories that you may not yet have heard and to give some analysis on those that you have. And where we start off with is politics, of course, former stomping ground for you, Alex. The spat between, I think it is fair to call it a spat between, Michael Healy-Rae and Danny Healy-Rae. You would never have thought you would get a cigarette paper between them. You could get a car ferry between them at the moment.
Well, it's definitely a spat. I think that's a sort of a gentle description of it. People may remember during the fuel protests and the motions raised in the Dáil, Danny Healy-Rae gave an interview on Radio Kerry in the course of which he demanded that Simon Harris stand down as leader of Fine Gael and Micheál Martin stand down as leader of Fianna Fáil. And it sort of went on in that vein. There was a lot of debate and contention in the Dáil about what should be done about the fuel protests. In the end, motions were passed supporting the government.
Meanwhile, of course, his brother is sitting in the chair of being Minister for Agriculture.
His brother is Minister of State and Department for Agriculture, felt he had to resign. And did in fact resign shortly afterwards. Says now in radio on an interview yesterday that he was pulled down.
Well,
that he was we might have
thought this through inference, but we now have it from the horse's mouth. Here's a bit of a clip, and what you'll hear is this is the interview that Michael Healy-Rae gave on Radio Kerry to Gerry O'Sullivan, and the clip begins with Danny Healy-Rae's interview, and then you get Michael Healy-Rae's reaction.
You're calling for you want Simon Harris gone.
Exactly. There's no two ways. I certainly can't see that Sinn Féin have anything to offer. But I feel with a different change at the top that we could achieve a lot more.
That was Danny Healy-Rae speaking to me on the programme on the Monday. You were saying that lit a fire. Was that the end of you as Minister for Agriculture? Or did you try to stay in?
When those words were issued, that's what cost Kerry a Ministry in Agriculture. That is an absolute fact.
Boom, boom. I mean, that's it's so true. I mean, what Michael Healy-Rae is saying here, so like, what planet is somebody living on where they think they can call for the leaders of the parties that they're in government with to resign, presumably to be replaced by somebody else with the same policies, and still think that you can be seen as somebody supporting the government?
Surely Danny Healy-Rae might have thought, well, look, I have made a long career out of tilting at whatever windmill makes itself available. Sure, nobody will take this any more seriously than they did before.
Exactly. Absolutely, Anton. And that's what actually focuses, for me anyway, on the real political lesson of this spat, as you rightly call it. Do you want to be the guy shouting and roaring and screaming all the time for your county or for your interest group or for the people that you represent? Or do you want to actually do something about it? So his brother decided he was going to actually do something about it. He was going to go into government, support a government and implement some of these policies that they're both talking about and screaming out and shouting about for years. So to me, Michael Healy-Rae has integrity here. He says, look, I'm in government. He's actually using words like backbone, trust, implying that that's what's missing, really, in terms of perhaps what his brother had done. I don't want to put words in his mouth. But he's actually making the political statement here, Michael Healy-Rae is, that you actually sometimes do have to make compromise in order to actually achieve things.
What does this mean? Other political parties,
not just independents, sometimes might learn that particular lesson because you do have to compromise sometimes.
The Healy-Rae dynasty is more than two individuals. It is quite the political machine that has been growing ever since Jackie Healy-Rae broke originally from Fianna Fáil. What does this schism mean for that machine, or will they all patch it up?
That is intriguing. I mean, it's a really strikingly successful political machine in Kerry. What was it, sort of upwards of 40%, 38%, 40% one or other of the recent elections? I mean, they own huge parts of the county politically, and there is a network, family network there. It's not totally clear. The language from Michael Healy-Rae yesterday doesn't look to me or sound to me like this has been patched up or looks likely to be patched up anytime soon. So that's really an interesting... talk in one of the newspaper reports that perhaps Michael might bring one of the other family members with him, if that's the right phrase, in the next election rather than his brother Danny. I don't know. But this is definitely one that's, as you guys often say, will run and run.
Let us stick with politics, and this time politics across the Irish Sea, because the sentencing hearing for the former Scottish National Party chief executive, Peter Murrell, is happening as we speak. And this is providing further insight into what he did with the 400 grand sterling that he embezzled.
It's an astonishing story. In some ways, you could say a sort of a sad story. In some ways, the husband of Nicola Sturgeon, who was, of course, First Minister of Scotland, and he's embezzling his own party. He's chief executive of the party during this period. You know, he's the boss. He's the one, presumably, who's signing off on the chits and looking at the accounts and, you know, supervising spending. And he's embezzling. He's stealing money from his own outfit. Like, it's a shocking story. There's a lot of colour in it in relation to all the different types of things, with cufflinks, coffee makers, you know, this motorhome thing, whatever he was going to do with that.
And he spent 124 grand on a motorhome.
I know. And this,
and thought nobody noticed.
A big part of the colour of the story is, like, a lot of people are having trouble understanding how, frankly, Nicola Sturgeon could not know that he had purchased such a now he kept it as Maz, as we know. It was parked in the driveway.
Oh, well, then.
So, I don't know. As I said, there's a lot of colour in it, but there's a serious point here as well. I suppose we always have to come back to the serious point, like controls. You know, if you're a party activist in the SNP in Scotland, how are you feeling today? You're going out, you're shaking the bucket, you're raising money for the party, you're trying
doing
to do
chicken
the
right
and
thing, chips dinners.
And this geezer who's running the outfit, who's the boss, is robbing the money from under your face. I mean, this is not nice.
He was an man of expensive taste. Did you see the prices that he paid for salt and pepper shakers for umbrellas?
I give you a Lalique salt and pepper grinder priced at 2,618 sterling. Then a more mundane, as it's described, Loctite super glue cost 350 a go. You'd know that.
Oh, of course, yeah. The Loctite I could stand
and
over.
Then there's £2,000
for a pepper grinder.
Yeah.
£2,000.
I mean, yeah. I didn't even know that there was one available at that price. But then again, if you're, you know, once you start, I suppose it's hard to stop.
We will finish up on a story of crime-riven France and how they are coming to grips with public order offences. This is a French soccer fan who has been sentenced to 4 months for an attack on police.
It's a fantastic story. He attacked a police officer with a garlic sausage. It said what I thought was hilarious, a number of things in the very short story here. The 21-year-old, who cannot be named for legal reasons, why ever not? He admitted to the offence. There were riots at the weekend, as we know, after the PSG game against Arsenal. He didn't intend to throw it. He said, I just wanted to get rid of it. God almighty, the sausage. And the prosecutor said to him, brilliant line in the court, you may be trembling in front of this bar, but your hand didn't tremble when you threw that sausage at the policeman. What a reproach.
Alex, thank you very much. That is Senior Counsel Alex White. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.